This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to be joined by Josh Vernier here coming up in a bit, our Royals insider. Vern will be on the show every day that baseball season is still going on. We'll also get to the Chiefs coming up at the top of the hour in the hits. I want to give you guys a stat, though, very quickly. Did you know that Aaron Judge has struck out in 34% of his plate appearances in the postseason? 34%. That is just one form of an out. That is not counting a weekly hit ground ball. That is not counting a fly out. I am just saying when he steps up to the plate, he has struck out 34% of the time in postseason games. You can argue that Aaron Judge is the best baseball player in the world. He certainly is in that conversation. He's the biggest star in the biggest city in the United States. But something happens in the postseason and he turns into a completely different human being. So you know what, Rob? I am going to challenge you to a draft. Usually in the postseason, we highlight the guys who are clutch. The Patrick Mahomes who take you down the field with WASP. The Tom Brady's calm, cool, and collected. The Madison Bumgarner. The David Ortiz. The guys who step up big time in the postseason. That's not what I want to do with this segment. I want to highlight those individuals, those teams who have always come up small in the postseason. This is first team all playoff disappointment, Rob. Hit the music. You know what, Rob? I'm going to give you the first pick. We're going to do a starting five. I pick five. You pick five. We'll see who has created the best team. I want your all-playoff disappointment. I'm not here to talk about the guys who have taken their teams down the field, Joe Montana, the catch with Dwight Clark. No, I'm talking about the guy you know who is going to throw three interceptions in the postseason and get you eliminated.
And this is all-time, correct?
All-time.
All-time. Charles Barkley, first pick in the draft.
Oh, my. Barkley?
What is Barkley most known for other than being on television? Coming up short. Every single time.
I can't believe you. Barkley?
Barkley is the most notable non-title guy, maybe in sports. Barkley, 1-1.
Okay. All right. That's fine. You know what? With the number two overall pick, I'm going to take James Harden with the number two overall pick. You can always count on him. And you know what? I am going to circumvent the rules just a little bit here. You know who I'm taking with my second pick? I'm taking the Moneyball Oakland A's. You want to talk about a team that would win 105 games in the regular season and then get swept in the first round of the playoffs? It was those Billy Beane teams. You remember it. They had Zito, Mulder, Hudson, Miguel Tejada, Jason Giambi. Oh, my goodness. They were going to lose every single playoff game that they were in. I am going to take James Harden. I'm also going to take the Moneyball early 2000 Oakland A's on my first team all playoff disappointment.
Love where your head is at by being different. I'm going to stay different as well. Ryan Day. I know he's a coach, But what was it Jim Harbaugh said? Not everyone, some people were born on third and still couldn't score, whatever that quote was. Ryan Day took a winner from Mr. Nasty Man Urban Meyer and made it not bad, but they haven't gotten any better. They're always wildly talented and always a Final Four exit. So Ryan Day, and I have the back-to-back here, Mike Trout. Mike Trout's the best player in baseball year after year after year.
Hold on here. I got to call a timeout here. Can you be first team all playoff disappointment if your team never makes the postseason?
Does he have a postseason win?
No, he has zero. But he's only had three chances to get one.
Bobby Witts had what? Four chances?
Okay. He already does have a couple. No, you're right. I can't believe you're giving me the value for this individual. I'm going to take Alex Rodriguez here. I mean,
hold on. He has multiple World Series.
Taking Alex Rodriguez here. I'm taking Alex Rodriguez. And with the seventh overall pick, I am going to take Indianapolis Colts Peyton Manning.
You like to massage the rules a little bit here as you go.
I created the game. I'm taking Indianapolis Colts Peyton Manning. You know who Indianapolis Colts Peyton Manning hated to see? He hated to see the San Diego Chargers coming down the line. Oh, he was good for one touchdown, two interceptions back in that day. Don't let Bill Belichick and Tom Brady show up. The Colts offense would score 90 points against everybody. They would then lose 31-3 to the New England Patriots in the postseason. Yes, I will take I'll take any version of Alex Rodriguez. Texas Rangers Alex Rodriguez, New York Yankees Alex Rodriguez. I'm also going to take Indianapolis Colts Peyton Manning, all-time playoff choker.
I love your heads. These are my final two picks, and I got to make sure I hit these just right, but I feel good about them. Jim Kelly.
Oh, goodness. Why are we doing Jim like this?
I feel bad because by every metric, Jim Kelly's one of the nicest people to ever meet, but man, you cannot go to the Super Bowl four times and lose every single time. And it seemed to always be heartbreaking fashion. Wide right, the whole thing. Just Jim Kelly has to make the list. And Patrick Ewing is my final pick. I know that
I was thinking about taking Pat Ewing.
I was being a little unfair with Barkley at 1-1 because Jordan just dominated the era. But when Ewing had a chance in the post-Jordan era to carry his team in the NBA Finals, you know what he did? He bricked a literal layup. Wide open layup. Dunk it home, big man. Nope. Off the back iron. Knicks lose. Knicks lose. Knicks lose. Patrick Ewing's my final pick.
I can't believe you would give me this player with the last pick. Give me your team right now. For those of you that are listening, we are not highlighting the guys who have had great postseason success. This is not the segment for the Bradys, for the Mahomes, for the Montana. This is for people on the opposite end of the spectrum who has come up small in postseasons. Aaron Judge has struck out on 34% of his plate appearances in the postseason. He's fraudulent. Give me your starting five, Rob.
My starting five was Charles Barkley, Mike Trout, Ryan Day, Patrick Ewing, and Jim Kelly.
I can't believe you're going to give me this player with the last pick. You're going to give me Lamar Jackson? Of course. Two-time MVP who plays like Ryan Tannehill when it gets cold? I'll take Lamar. I feel great about it.
I feel like I smoked that draft. I feel really good about it.
At least Jim Kelly will get you to the finals. At least Barkley will get you to the finals. Lamar ain't even getting you there.
You picked Colts Peyton Manning. He went to multiple Super Bowls.
Yeah, should have went to six of them while he was there. He's a loser.
Now, James Harden was a good pick.
You know, James Harden is he was the inspiration of this. You think it was Aaron Judge? No, it was Game 6 James Harden.
Although, is it fair, there is an establishment that has James Harden's jersey in the rafters.
Yeah.
Not known for the basketball, but there are athletes.
Yeah. Marquee in Vegas. Can't wait. You can already see it. It's getting to May. It's getting late in the season. James Harden's like, man, I don't want to be here anymore. You know, let me just go ahead and shoot 3-for-17, and let me just go ahead and get this playoff series over with so I can go hang out at the Palms Hotel in Las Vegas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.